The cycle of life is here to see in all its fine simplicity, but the way we live it seems to be something very weird to me, and I cry out. Pettiness, like ladies' chatter, it seems to complicate the matter. I grit my teeth, my senses shatter as nothing much makes me madder, and I leap out. For big or little, great or small, it really doesn't matter at all the way we shuffle our feet and hem and haw, 'cause everyone's afraid to fall or else be left out. What's right for me or strange to you shouldn't make a damn on what you do, 'cause whether or not you make it through, I thought you already knew that I'll keep it going on. And the World War III and the World Series will make the same size headlines in the news. From all I've seen of politics, it's just a greasy big money stick geared to run on tongue so slick to make you think this is all there is. You got Humphrey, how they con the little middleman into thinking he has got a hand to play in the future of the promised land. He owes himself to the destiny of man, gets ridiculous. Gangster can hire someone to do his work with a Tommy gun, while the president points at anyone, says, ah, your country wants a killing done, they'll do it now, boy. But the war itself is bad enough, it can break it down, no matter how tough. But the tragedy of hoopla stuff, it makes you think you can't do enough with the shiny symbols. And the other countries, they feel the same as we, and regret I have but one country to give for my life. The preacher stands in his holy shroud saying God forgives if you do it now. You come back when the chips are down, you find that they've all gone underground to pray for you. And a homosexual twisted priest, he feels that he can preach to me the right way to go and raise a family, and I'm forced to look at him and mean to say, you're guessing. As the population is getting higher, the poverty poor, the pregnant tired are waiting on the Pope to be inspired for some new contraceptive attire, saying it's cool now. It's a ghost behind a one-way mirror, listening tiptoed at the door to hear someone outside won't speak the year. Then they'll slip a note out how they feel about pierced earlobes. But the rules made now for the changing cows are a little late, we'll be out of date by tomorrow. Mother played on virginity, she said it was the holy place to be. The things boys had were evilry. When it came time for matrimony, she froze and died there. Her sister at 14, very well known, she thought all kicks came lying there prone. But a fundamental fact not spoken at home left her feeling like a chewed on bone. And why she wondered. One chick who dug moving about, very liberal minded, and off spoke out how she was cool and understood. No doubt with the blankets up, the lights turned out, you're condescending. And a couple together, 5 or 6 years, a marriage license they'd never been near. But social pressure and the loss of job fear got them married in divorce in half a year. They couldn't cut it. It's all talked about and then it's lived around. But what is right for me be perversity in any state law book. I'm told a minstrel at one time was allowed to sing and make his rhymes to comment on the news of the times, saying what's in people's minds, and he made tips for it. But today try singing on some street curb, singing the news and everyday words. People pass by and laughing is heard, or else they hit you where it hurts, boy, they keep their ears closed. One man said, boy, I dig your stuff, but won't you come play at my club? I'll put your name in the lights up above. Just remember, got a club to run, so don't you be too strong. It's not the writers who sell us out, it's the damn censors. Turn about all your life, learned adjectives and vowels. The same amount as much as you foul. It's good to speak to you, but try to hit a nail. And if the hammer fails, then the words you use to describe that bruise, that's basic. I hitchhiked and sang the songs that everybody knew and sang along to amuse myself. I wrote some songs speaking about what's right and wrong, and I'm a little different. So a record company you know well wanted to know if the song would sell. I said yes, I like it very well. If you don't, sir, you can go to help somebody else change. Kept hoboing and bumming around, singing to my friends who dig that sound. A few cats said, won't you come to my town? I asked where Fred had put me down, the caddy's mortgage. I made one deal like it's you and me. This guy said he'd be lots of use to me, but when I found he's putting the screws to me, I made it back out on the street singing new folk songs. And if there's time enough and the hill ain't too rough, what I wrote today I might someday play and make some tips for it. Don't next the next issue of the Hub.